Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. So it's almost Christmas, my last week before Christmas, Monday, December 18th, last week before Christmas. Great to be with you. Can't believe how fast the year has gone. It is amazing. This just in, Trump appointed judge halts the removal of the Confederate memorial at Arlington Cemetery. Now, before you say to me, Wayne, the Confederates, they were bad guys. First of all, you know what this actual memorial is? It's a reconciliation memorial. It was after The Civil War, the Great War to End All Wars, the Civil War, North against South, brother against brother, American against American. And after that war was over, they put up a statue to memorialize the reconciliation of our country. This is how incredibly insane liberals have become. This is all about reconciliation. It's about all of us are together again. All of us love each other. We're back to being America, and liberals aren't happy. That's not good enough for them. Amazing. Amazing. And so a judge said you don't have to remove it. There was actually equipment in place, construction equipment, to knock it down and take it away in pieces, I guess, after the rolling ball destroyed it. And a Trump judge said, nope, not so fast. And that's the right answer. You don't destroy history because you don't like it. Right? I mean, the history of America has always had Confederate generals, General Lee, General Stonewall Jackson, Lee meaning Robert E. Lee, General Stonewall Jackson, General Jeb Stuart. There have been statues to all of them, and it wasn't a statue honoring slavery. And by the way, you know, I've read extensively in my lifetime history, and the Civil War is one of my specialties, and not one of those generals was fighting for slavery. They were fighting for the honor of Virginia. They were all born and raised and loved Virginia. And all of them had a choice of fighting for the North or the South upon graduating West Point, and they picked the Confederates just because they loved their home state of Virginia, and they didn't want to feel like traitors. It had nothing to do with slavery, zero. And so, you know, the fact that they waged an incredible war with each other, brother against brother and cousin against cousin and American against American, deserves to be recognized in a reconciliation statue. This is absurd. All right, second big news story of the day, in my opinion, is Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the Supreme Court Justice, first woman Supreme Court Justice, passed away earlier this month at the age of 93, and she was honored at the Supreme Court in a ceremony today. And they have an honor guard in front of her, and one of the honor guard, suddenly his eyes roll to the back of his head, and he looks like he's teetering, and he falls on the ground, collapses. And I'm just telling you, this never happened before the COVID vaccine. Last week we saw a singer collapse and die in Brazil on stage. Last week we saw a Turkish member of parliament, their version of a congressman, give a speech and collapse in front of his lectern and die. And now you see an honor guard from the United States military collapse outside a statue. And I'm telling you, they all have the same thing in common. You know, but again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. I'm guessing. It's a really strong, educated guess that every single person in America who wanted to get on a stage to be an actor or a singer or an entertainer had to take the COVID vaccine. And so I guarantee you that, you know, not in America, everywhere,
couldn't get on a stage without the vaccine. I guarantee you the Brazilian singer took the vaccine, and you couldn't be in the military and not take the vaccine. I guarantee the Honor Guard member took the vaccine. I'm sure the Turkish politician took the vaccine. And one more to tell you about. It's a lead story today, UK Daily Mail, Celine Dion. This is a Vegas story, but it's a national story. It's an international story. It's a Canadian story. Celine Dion no longer has control over her muscles amid incurable stiff person syndrome battle. As her sister reveals, singer still dreams of returning to the stage one day. She suffers from a neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome, which causes the body to attack its own nerve cells. She's only 55 years old, Celine Dion. And she is completely out of control of her own muscles. Everything is frozen stiff. I guess very similar, I assume, to Parkinson's disease. Or very similar to muscular dystrophy. And again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. I'm not stating fact. My opinion. She's a big liberal. She talked about the vaccine. She's taken every vaccine you could ever take, is my guess. And the vaccines lead to neurological disease that stiffen your face. You know, all the nerves in your face freeze, that stiffen your body. They lead to Parkinson's disease. I have a friend who took the vaccines and got Parkinson's disease and suddenly couldn't text me anymore. His wife had to text me and say, my husband can't text you anymore. He's got Parkinson's. And here's Celine Dion with stiff person disease, and she doesn't have control of her own muscles anymore. I would say my opinion is very much vaccine, COVID vaccine related. Celine Dion, to get on a Vegas stage, you had to take the vaccine. And she was, my memory says she was bragging about it, urging everyone to get vaccinated. And so it's almost certain she had to be vaccinated to sing on stage. And it's almost certain she believed in the vaccine, big liberal. And I guarantee you, you know, my opinion is, I guarantee you she got vaccinated. I guarantee you all of this started after the vaccine. Can I prove it? No. Is it a fact? No. Am I stating it as a fact? No. It's my opinion. Unlike Alex Jones, everything I say is my opinion. This is an opinion show. It's my opinion. And then this is a statement of the times, I think. This is a real statement of what's going on in the world, because they want you to believe everything's fine. I reported last week that if you go back to Home Alone, the famous movie, Kevin McAllister was the kid home alone from the McAllister family. Family left for Paris, France, and left him home. And he had to go shopping by himself, little kid alone in his house, little kid alone in his town, had to buy food, went to the grocery store, spent like, $14.70, something like that. I reported this last week. I had the exact numbers in front of me. I don't now. But he spent like $14 or $18 at the grocery store. And that same amount of groceries has gone so dramatically up that it was up like 190% as of 2022. But then between 2022 and 2023, it went up dramatically again. So now it's up like 280%, that basket of groceries. And it was just up 60% in one year between 2022 and 2023. Again, I don't have all the numbers in front of me. I read them exactly, as they are last week. They're stunning. They're stunning. Now, the stunning part is how bad it went from 2022 to 2023. So you're not crazy if you believe inflation is rampant and that no matter what they say, the lies they tell, that everything's fine, inflation's going down. When you go to the store, you know that's not true. That's not true at all. The rate of going up has slowed, but the amount it went up has already done the damage. So here's the sign of the times. Inflation forces head of the Turkish Central Bank to move back in with her mommy and daddy. Oh, my God. The new head of Turkey's central bank. Due to even rampant inflation in Turkey, the governor of the central bank of Turkey, her name is Hafiz Gay Erkan, has been forced to move back in with her parents. She's 44 years old. She took up her post as the head of the central bank in June, following two decades in the United States, where she honed her career trajectory at some of the world's most famous banks. She worked for Goldman Sachs and First Republic Bank, and upon returning to her homeland of Turkey, she became the governor of the Turkish bank. And based on the most recent available economic data, year-to-year inflation in Turkey stood at 61%. And as disastrous as that metric is, there's not much light in the tunnel for Turks, with economists forecasting inflation to rise as much as 75% by May of 2024. And this has ushered in a series of rate hikes in Turkey. Turkey Central Bank raised its main interest rate to 40% in November, following a previous 35% rate hike made in October. And despite this effort to tame inflation, even Erkin, the governor of the Central Bank of Turkey, can't escape the rising costs. And she said, actually, she said this comment on social media: is it possible that Istanbul has gotten more expensive than Manhattan? Opining about the major reality shock she's faced since moving back to her homeland from New York. The revelation that she and her husband felt they had no choice but to move back in with her parents was made to prominent Turkish newspaper Hürriyet, in which she expounded upon seeing the economic reality average Turks face for herself, stating, "We haven't found a home in Istanbul. It's terribly expensive. We've moved in with my parents." Kind of sounds like what life is like under Joe Biden. You know, I saw a great meme today. Someone sent me a picture of Joe and Jill Biden smiling, and underneath it, it was like a Christmas card. Underneath it, it says, "Seasons Treasons." Seasons Treasons. And that could be why. I'll fill you in when we get back. The CFO of Costco just announced that Costco, you know, you usually buy your butter there, you buy your chicken there, you buy your fish there, you buy your vegetables there, you buy your tissues and toilet paper there. Costco sold over $100 million of gold bars during the last quarter. $100 million of 1 ounce gold bars. And boy, I know why. The average person says, buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, because they see what's coming. I'll tell you why when we get back.
Hi, Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending Nocovidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending Nocovidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy 1 bottle of Nocovidium and get a 2nd bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Every day, our brave military...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Fire. Had a couple of friends over at my house over the weekend, and they were at Cindy's World. Cindy, my wife, of course. You know, Jerry's World is the football stadium of the Dallas Cowboys. My house is Cindy's World. They could not believe any house could have as many Christmas decorations as we have. We have a tree in every room. A giant, well-decorated, super colorful tree in every single room in the house. And then decorations and wreaths all over the house. And then the front of the house lit up like a Christmas tree. And the back of the house, for the first time ever, our backyard lit up like a Christmas tree. We never did that before. And it's just really a winter wonderland at the Root House. I see a combination of the most Christmas-decorated Jewish house in America and the most Christmas-decorated conservative host of any house in America. I'll bet you money. I'll bet you money. I know I beat out Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. I'll bet you money. All right. Some stories you got to hear. Actually, I'm supposed to do a live read if I could find it. I don't know where it is. I don't know where it went. I have so many different articles here that I don't know where it went. So I can't do the live read if I know where it went. So I'll postpone that one and I'll do a different one. Here we go. Here we go. How about Abby Alive? Oh, here it is. Here it is. War beef. I got it. I got it. I got so many papers on my desk. I need an 8-hour show to get all these stories in. War Beef is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And by the way, I think my show has more sponsors than any show in America. I'm like a NASCAR driver. I got as many patches on my show as a NASCAR driver has on their car. And that's because everybody loves this show. It's a hot show. And so we have a lot of sponsors. Warbeef.com. Survival food product that Wayne Root has personally handpicked for all of you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best. But prepare for the worst. You know, I want things to be the best, but you got to be ready if things go to hell. You really do. And we got an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities on fire or exploding, supply chain failing. Food prices are insane.
And the worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food is what the word is. I can't verify that personally, but there are some companies putting mRNA in the food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life, premium Texas beef, only ribeye New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. I don't believe any other survival food company in the country uses high-quality beef like that, premium Texas beef. No one else does it, and they guarantee you no mRNA jabs ever in the beef. Only one ingredient, premium beef from Texas for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com, warbeef.com, W-A-R for Wayne Allyn Root, beef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 to check out, 15% off, WAR15, that's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. Some stories you need to know about. A black Super Bowl champion, his name was running back Rashard Mendenhall, but he was no great player, a very mediocre player. He says he's sick of average white guys playing football and average white guys in the commentator's booth commenting on football, and he proposes a racial bowl game, white guys against black guys. And I just got to laugh because he's got no problem at all when you say, oh, got to be more black people at Harvard, got to be more black people at Columbia, got to be more black people at law school, got to be, even if you have to get rid of the SATs and the LSATs and the MCATs, no more medical exams to get into medical school because, you know, that might offend black people who get low scores and Hispanic people who get low scores. If that happens, you still got to let them in. That's no problem. The guys are going to operate on your brain and your heart. Doctors you're going to see who are not qualified to be doctors, who are only let in because they're black. That doesn't bother Rashard Mendenhall. But in the NFL, he'd be bothered if I told him, you are 100% right. White guys cannot play football, with a few exceptions, of course, like at quarterback. White guys, for the most part, can't play football as well as black guys. So that means we need affirmative action in football. That means we need diversity, equity, and inclusion. That means we need white wide receivers. We need white cornerbacks. We absolutely need Jewish running backs. We need Asian quarterbacks. Because I've never seen an Asian quarterback. I've never seen a Jewish running back, I don't think. And I don't see any white wide receivers. I don't see any white cornerbacks for sure. So I think we need affirmative action and diversity and inclusion. You're 100% right, my friend. There aren't enough white people in football. We're not talented enough. But that means you got to put people who aren't talented in those positions. That's what people want to pay top dollar for, to see white people who aren't talented play football. Because you seem to want black people who may not be as talented or get as good of grades to be the lawyers, doctors, dentists, investment bankers of the future. Good luck with that. I think we need Jewish 5'6" basketball players in the NBA. Screw you. And here's another great story. Migrants reject bad sandwiches, pancakes, donuts, and chicken dishes at New York City shelters. We let illegal immigrants in by the millions. They don't like our pancakes. Not good enough for them.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden's approval rating reaching an historic low as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense, but he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
Austin said the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution in the region. An annual count says that homelessness in America reached a record high. The report found more than 650,000 people were living in shelters or outside in tents or cars. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, wait. the Root's on fire.
Welcome back to the show. I was just saying as I left that illegal immigrants in New York City at shelters, first of all, they're trashing them, and they're rejecting bad sandwiches, pancakes, donuts, and chicken dishes that are paid for by taxpayers. No one likes the food, says Jesus Alberto from Venezuela, outside the Roosevelt Hotel. It's bad. It's bad. It's really amazing. They don't like the food. They're bringing in their own. They're buying their own, probably with the $5,000 Visa gift cards the government gives them. So they just buy their own food because they don't like the food they're being given. They're too good for pancakes and donuts and chicken dishes. What do you think the military eats, you morons? What do you think prisoners eat? You should be prisoners. You're all criminals. You shouldn't eat any better than a prisoner. Wow. Amio Life's the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies in America, Amio Life. They fight for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. That's my deal. I'm very anti-drug, anti-prescription. I want natural health. I pop 100 vitamins a day, right? And I drink the Amio Life alkaline structured silver solution 3 or 4 times a day, and I gargle with their natural silver mouthwash after meals, and I put the silver gel on my face each night, and I suck on their silver lozenges all throughout my show to keep my voice alive. Let's see you do 3 hours a day every day after you've already talked all day. It's all part of my daily wellness routine, and everything works because of their wonderful products. The good folks at Amio realize inflation is terrible, so they're offering only my listeners a special 50% discount, 5-0. Everything you buy in their entire product line is 50% off when you use the promo code ROOT50. So go to AmioLife.com, type in ROOT50 at checkout, and you get 50% off. Or give them a call and say ROOT50, 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, ROOT50, AmioLife.com. I got some great sponsors, great people. All right, I got great guests, too. We got Scott Graytek with us, Director of Advocacy for Transparency International. And last Thursday, December 14th, Congress passed the Foreign Extortion Prevention Act as part of the annual defense spending bill. Sounds like it was aimed just at, Vice President Biden in his day. A little bit too little too late. Scott Graytek, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Wayne? Good to be with you again.
So is this a case of too little, too late? I mean, it's good. I'm glad they passed it, but I mean, it doesn't apply retroactively to Vice President Biden, who's now president, does it?
Well, what we're trying to do is go after the corrupt foreign officials around the world who are asking Americans and asking American companies for bribes. So these are the folks. When Americans are working in really difficult parts of the world, we're talking about post-Soviet states when they got to compete with China, sub-Saharan Africa, Latin America, places that are high risks of corruption. Oftentimes they want to win a contract, they want to get a license, they want to have an opportunity to bring American business there, but those officials are so corrupt that they demand, as a way of even getting at the bargaining table, to get in the room for those bids, that they pay a bribe. So far that has been totally legal under U.S. law. And we know from studies that those countries' home governments aren't cracking down on them. And so the only chance here to really change that dynamic was to make it illegal, make it against American law for those foreign corrupt officials to try and extract a bribe from an American. That's what the Foreign Extortion Prevention Act, or FEPA, does. As you said, it was included in the defense bill, and it's on its way to the president's desk right now.
And you say in the notes here that this act is the strongest foreign bribery law in 50 years. And I guess the question is, how do we not have this in place before? No one ever thought of this before?
You know, they did. They thought of it when they, 50 years ago, they passed the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. That's the major law that says that if you're an American company, if you want to go overseas and sell your goods, or you want to provide services overseas, you can't win those deals by bribing foreign governments. We didn't want to be quote-unquote exporters of corruption. That's been on the books for 50 years. But back then, they thought that whether or not to go after a corrupt official was more of a foreign policy decision. right? So this isn't something that they thought Congress should have power over. They wanted to give that to the White House, to the administration, because they're the folks that work in, you know, international diplomacy. But times have changed, right? We've got a way more interconnected world. There's way better coordination with international law enforcement and American law enforcement. We know that corruption works across country borders. This isn't something that just stays in Mexico or that stays in China or Russia. It has implications in the United States. And so I think it's actually pretty natural nowadays. It makes a lot of sense that we would need new tools to meet the corruption threat where it's at. And so that's what FEMA does.
All right. So last year, we're talking to Scott Graytek, Director of Advocacy for Transparency International. Last year, you joined our show to discuss the Enablers Act, which was passed by the House and then later blocked by the Senate. And so, first of all, tell us about the Enablers Act that did not pass. And does this new act, does it include what the Enablers Act was intended to do?
So the Enablers Act is still going to be one of the most important campaigns for the anti-corruption community in the U.S. next year. There's no question. These are two different ideas. Basically, the Enablers Act was saying, you know, the way that the CCP in China or the way that Russia maintains its authoritarian militaristic government is they got to take the money that they're stealing from their own people and they have to hide it in safe economies around the world. And wouldn't you know it, our own Secretary of the Treasury says the United States is the number one hotspot for dirty money in the world. That's drug cartel money, human trafficking money. It's the product of organized crime, terrorism, you name it. They bring it here because it's safe, it's secure, and it grows. What the Enablers Act would have done is said to the folks who work as the enablers, the intermediaries for these criminals, they have to do the same kind of anti-money laundering checks when they're working with their clients that every bank in the United States has to do. There are 100,000 financial institutions, banks in the United States. Every time a customer walks in, they have to do a simple background check to make sure they're not working with somebody who's under indictment for a corruption charge in another country, somebody who's on a sanctions list, et cetera, et cetera. These intermediaries, their lawyers, their accountants, their money managers, right now a client can walk in their door. They have zero obligations to do a know-your-customer check. If it's a corporate client, to figure out who the actual human beings are behind that. Enablers Act would have changed that. So we still need to push for that. We've got great bipartisan support in both the House and Senate, and it's something that's going to get over the finish line next year.
Well, I got advice for every bank in America. If a Biden walks in, say no. Just say no. Don't do any business with a Biden because you know you're in trouble. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Biden's brother, Biden's in-laws, Biden's entire family. My gosh, don't do business with these people. They're all frauds. I saw his daughter. Biden's daughter owes big money to the IRS. Well, Hunter owes money to the IRS. I mean, it's just unbelievable. What a family. God, your acts are like aimed at the Bidens. Your organization, Transparency International, works to stop dirty money from coming into the United States. So what dirty money have you stopped? Give us some examples.
So we know the U.S. Treasury Department blocked over $1 billion that was held by a trust that's linked to a Russian oligarch last summer. So this is literally where Putin's cronies, his network, they're stealing money from their own people. My organization estimates that Putin and his network steal $300 billion from their own people every single year. And so they move it through trusts like that. They move it into real estate. There's a mansion down the street from my house in Washington, D.C., that is linked to Oleg Deripaska. He's another Russian oligarch. They move that money into hedge funds and other, you know, investment firms who do not have to ask, where is this money coming from? Are there, as you said, you know, politically exposed people there? Is this the son of an oil minister who's got these assets? Who are the human beings behind these shell companies that these folks are moving up to or creating to move that money? They don't have to do anything like that now. And so what's really important is that the people who are the new intermediaries for this dirty money, they have to have the same rules that banks have always had. We know that back in the 70s and 80s, if Pablo Escobar wanted to move his money into the United States, he just brings suitcases full of cash into a bank. They can't do that anymore. So they've adapted. Now they bring it into a lawyer's office or into a hedge fund, you know, investment advisor's office or into an accountant's office, and they say, how do I get my money into the U.S. financial system where it is safe, where it's protected by the rule of law. And so we got to have new laws to meet the new times that we're in now to be able to cut off that dirty money flow.
And look, of course I agree, but how does this affect average Americans? Let's say a guy like me, right? Just as an example, let's say that I always, every month, go to the bank and deposit all my checks and grab, I don't know, $5,000 cash. And I want to have a suitcase at home with a couple hundred thousand cash in it, a safe deposit box with a couple hundred thousand cash in case of an emergency. And I do this for years and I've got a couple, you know, maybe $500,000 cash. You mean then it's my money that I took out of the bank. When I go back to the bank and I decide to put something in the bank and I bring a suitcase with $100,000, would they stop me and say I'm some sort of international criminal or I'm a drug dealer? It's my money, right?
Who, you, Wayne? Never. But no, they could do a background check. The point is that when you open up that account, they're going to do a background check on you to make sure that you don't have high suspicion for, you know, that you're not involved in international drugs. And then they're going to do ongoing monitoring of your account to make sure that you haven't become a criminal. But the average American citizen, they're not going to have anything to do with these. It's just it's a formality for them. We're really trying to make sure that the bad guys aren't able to find these loopholes. And you asked how this affects the average person. I'm from Cleveland. In Cleveland, an oligarch bought up a ton of huge commercial real estate in the downtown of the city. He was the number one commercial landlord in the town, in the city of Cleveland. And when he got under indictment for bribery and corruption charges, where do you think all that money went? It dried up. It left, you know, buildings in disrepair, worse condition. That raises the price cost of living for the average person living in Cleveland, and it hollows out entire communities when that happens. So it has real-world consequences for real people.
Right, and it makes buildings more expensive when you and I want to go buy them because some drug dealer from another country uses his dirty money to buy them, and then the price is higher, and otherwise we could have bought it at a much lower price. I get it. Scott Gratek, Director of Advocacy for Transparency International. We appreciate everything you do, Scott. God bless you, man. Merry Christmas.
Wayne, appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, I got a lot more stories to tell you about. Some crazy stories in the news you got to hear. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses supplies include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Right now, you can...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You from the house that Root built. I want to remind you, with Christmas coming up in just a week, next Monday, I want to remind you that I've got the two books out, the Great Patriot Boycott book and the Great Patriot Boycott book, endorsed by President Donald J. Trump. One book tells you the companies you should stay away from and stop spending your money with because they're a bunch of commies and they hate your guts and they are woke and they hate white males and they hate white people and they hate Jews and they hate anybody who is a conservative or a patriot. And the other book tells you all the companies to buy from, to spend your money with, because they're run by great patriots. So check it out, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, the Great Patriot Boycott book. They're both by Wayne Allyn Root. They're both at Amazon.com. That is the best place to buy them, even though it's a woke company, and Bezos, a woke guy. It doesn't matter. They sell the most conservative books in the world times a million. Nobody else, I mean, everyone else sells like five books, and they sell like 50 million. So there's no other place to buy conservative books that gets it to you on time in 2 days, 1 day sometimes, depends if you're a Prime customer. So I would just buy my books there and don't worry about everything else, okay? Sponsor of the segment of the show is Score Blue for the best ED pill of all time. Just thank Wayne Root. It's a new little blue pill for the makers of Viagra. Better than the original Viagra, plus the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the 80 or 90 they charge for the original Viagra. You can buy it exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else's permission to sell it, only scoreblue.com. And instead of buying your Viagra from a liberal woke company, Score Blue is owned by one of my best friends who is a huge Republican conservative, America First, MAGA supporter, Trump warrior. So you're spending your money with a true blue patriot. He loves guys. He's a man's man. He wants to help men in the bedroom, right, do better with their ladies, and that's why he's selling this wonderful generic Viagra pill. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, and you know you're buying from a company run by a conservative patriot, best friend of war, Wayne Allyn Root, go to scoreblue.com, enter the promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. All right, so I told you I had some wild stories to tell you about, crazy stories and important stories and weird stories. I mentioned earlier in the show that so many people have collapsed publicly in the last few days, a singer in Brazil and a politician, and who collapsed at the beginning of today? I don't know. There was another person who collapsed just today. An honor guard, right, collapsed in front of the casket of Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And there was a soccer player who collapsed in a Premier League game on Saturday. He was just standing around, you know, moving a little bit here and there, and then boom, he goes down. 29-year-old Luton Town club captain Tom Lockyer suffered a medical emergency in the 59th minute of his team's match, falling to the ground as fellow players looked on, and the match was canceled. It's confirmed that he had a heart attack before collapsing. Folks, you got to understand, again, I'm going to be careful how I say this. I'm always covered, right? I'm not going to be Alex Jones. I'm an opinion guy. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion. This is clearly the COVID vaccine. These athletes having heart attacks never happened in history. Never, ever, ever, ever. These singers, never. These actors, never. These politicians, never. So many people dropping dead of heart attacks or collapsing from heart attacks. If they're not dead, they almost die. Like, you know, Damar Hamlin. I can't prove every one of them was because of the COVID vaccine, but almost every one of them is absolutely vaccinated, and almost every one of them happened after they were vaccinated. So it's my opinion the vaccine is at the root, excuse the pun, the root cause of this epidemic of sudden death and this excess death epidemic. So many more people are dying than ever before in history, worse than World War II by a mile. And this epidemic of heart attacks, strokes, and neurological disease. What's neurological? The people with frozen faces with Epstein-Barr. The people with frozen faces with, what is it, Guillain-Barr, I think it's called. The people with, syndrome. And the people who have Parkinson's disease, stiff as a board. And the people who have this stiff body disease. Celine Dion, I announced in the opening segment that Celine Dion now has stiff body disease. She can't move her own muscles. Here's another interesting story. And I'm just telling you, my opinion is all of these problems are due to the vaccine. We never saw them before the vaccine and the numbers we're seeing. But rewarding obesity, Southwest has agreed to give free second seats to customers of size. First of all, you know, I don't mean to make fun of someone who's fat, but if you're fat, you're obese, and you're fat. You're not a customer of size. That's another stupid, politically correct way of saying you are a fat person. You're a customer of size. Second of all, if you're a fat person or a customer of size, why do you get a free seat? Maybe I want a free seat because I want to put my briefcase on the seat. I want a free seat because I want to put my notes on the seat. I want a free seat because I want to put Bubba, my dog, on the seat. But they wouldn't give me a free seat for Bubba. I'd have to pay for a second seat for Bubba. Well, how come you think you can get a free seat because you eat too much? I never heard such crap in my life. Go on a diet and get thin, and you can fit in one seat. Don't ask someone to give you a free second seat. If you need a second seat, that's fine. Then pay for it. What's the matter with you people? What's the matter with Southwest Airlines? That's the newest form of idiotic political correctness. Free seats for fat people. So you eat more than I do, times 10. I work out 2 hours in the gym. I make myself thin and fit. And you think you deserve a free seat, huh? I think because I'm 62 years old and I work out 2 hours in the gym, I deserve a free seat. Screw you. Wayne Allyn Root, I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.